Welcome back to Sundial on WLR, and I'm Luis Hernandez. So, roughly 66 million years ago, an asteroid struck the Earth that fundamentally changed the makeup of our planet. The dinosaurs became extinct. In fact, 75% of all species became extinct. The planet was covered in fires, killing off almost all ecosystems. And then the Earth plunged into a deep, dark ice age. This is the history we've been taught in schools that scientists have more or less agreed upon for decades. But a new discovery from Palm Beach paleontologist Robert De Palma, deep in the Hell Creek formations in North Dakota, prove the true magnitude of that asteroid strike. FIU professor Florentin Moras studied the sediment samples that De Palma collected and has been researching asteroid strikes for decades. Joins us now in studio. Professor Moras, it's such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Good afternoon, Luis. It's my pleasure.
You know what? Let's start with this. I kind of remember it from class, from school. Give us a sense of just how massive a strike that asteroid was.
Just visualize a bolide 10 kilometers across or 6 miles across hitting the Earth. Just visualize this hitting Dade County, for instance. What would you see? This would be incredible. That means you'd have materials flying all over the world from that impact site. And the rocks at that impact site will be all molten up, flying as a little splash of liquid rocks. And they fall back to the Earth as what we call tektites.
So this is a fascinating story. Mr. De Palma discovered in North Dakota, yeah, which helps to really solidify this theory. What was your role in analyzing the data?
My role as someone who has been working with the what we used to call the Cretaceous-Tertiary boundary has been to look at the sediments and interpret the structures and also the content. Because when you look at a sediment, all the particulate matters that accumulate from a fluid, either water or air, they will have a particular orientation that is controlled by the direction of the flow.
What did De Palma find in North Dakota that helps us to understand what really happened?
What did he find is that the Hell Creek Formation has been known for quite a while.
This is a very famous place to find dinosaurs.
Yeah, exactly. But nobody has ever found a mix of terrestrial and marine organisms. And this is the first time that he found that.
The asteroid strike was in the Yucatan.
Oh, yeah.
Of Mexico. You've been down there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, I can understand when I'm looking at a map. You know, okay, that makes sense. This is where the way it's shaped, this is where it hit. But what do you see when you're there? What do you find that's there that tells you what happened?
What you see is that there is a break between the sediment below and the sediment above. And at that break, you'll see sets of rocks, or what we call sediments, that look very different from the one below and the one above. And then when you look very close, then you'll see there are some kind of structures, there are all kinds of deposits that really don't belong there. So that's what you'll see.
And there's basically, when you look at the layers over the millions of years, there is that one layer that tells us this is where there was a stop of life. Everything ended here because there was something cataclysmic happened.
Exactly, yeah.
Why are you so fascinated by asteroid strikes and you know, end of Earth, you know, sort of life-ending cataclysms and so forth?
I mean, this is something exceptional because when we look at the geologic record, there have always been species that come in and out. They become extinct. So this is something that we are familiar with. But for a long, long time, geologists, paleontologists could not answer the question why at that particular level we had a sudden extinction of not just the dinosaurs, but hundreds, thousands of species all over the world. And there was also always some kind of a break. So it was a big puzzle until, of course, the Alvarezes find some deposits in Italy with the iridium, and then they proposed the impact hypothesis, which slowly became really very well known and accepted. So the fascination about it is so exceptional to find the evidence that could have really wiped out all those species all of a sudden.
So this evidence that De Palma found, is this the definitive piece of evidence we need? Can we now say, this is it, this is what happened?
Oh yeah, that means that's one of the definitive evidence, because we have had definitive evidence almost everywhere. But what does particular discovery shows us is the magnitude of those waves that came from the Gulf of Mexico, penetrating all the way inside, more than 1,500 kilometers from the impact site. So that was extraordinary.
And that goes to show, because you, at the beginning, you talked about how, imagine this giant rock from space hitting this size, hitting at that impact, and what it must have looked like, and that the waves from it go all the way from the Yucatan all the way up to the Dakotas.
Yeah.
That far up. I'm talking with FIU professor Florentin Moras. He is a sedimentologist who was recently analyzing fossils uncovered in the Hell Creek Rock Formation in North Dakota. Again, another famous site where a lot of scientists have found many dinosaur fossils. The fossils prove the scientific theory that an asteroid, a meteor, caused the destruction of dinosaurs across the planet more than 66 million years ago. My understanding, but you please correct me if I'm wrong, that the planet has been through, what, five or six of these basically life-ending cataclysms throughout its history?
Yeah.
Was this one in 66 million years ago? That was the worst one.
No.
No?
The worst one is about 245 million to 45 to 52, depends on the dating. It's at what we call the Permian, at the end of the Permian, where about 80% of the organisms became extinct. So this is not the biggest one. That's one of the biggest one, but not the biggest one.
Have you had a chance to talk with De Palma about what he found?
Oh yeah, means we have collaborated. We have been working on this for 4 years.
And what kind of when he first approached you, or when you first got involved in this, what were you thinking about? I mean, what did you think about what he found, what he claimed to have found?
By describing the site and what he has found, I could see definitely it was what we call the Cretaceous tertiary boundary. And then, of course, he brought the samples and the thin sections and so on that shows very clearly it was. Because once you find the tektites there, then you know that you're dealing with that boundary, that event. So we saw the tektites and, of course, the structures that he showed me. Then I know that I have seen structures like that in other places at that very same boundary. So that's why I was sure that it must be associated with that particular event.
I had read the New York Times piece about De Palma and his findings, the New Yorker, excuse me. And one of the things that that jumped out at me was how scientists can be very competitive, but they're also very skeptical. And when De Palma came out with these findings, that there were a lot of people that were right away just saying, wait a second. We're not sure about this, because you have to go and check the data. You have to check it over and over again. But I mean, is that accurate to say, like, that everybody's skeptical of each other's findings?
Somewhat, yeah. And this is one of the reasons that you may have seen that De Palma collaborated with a lot of us who know about that particular event. And even Alvarez, you may have seen the name of Alvarez. He's the guy, really, him and his father, who discovered really the first evidence that there may have been an impact. So he was very careful to get people who know about this problem and who can help him to identify exactly what happened.
What is the next step for this research? Or again, as you said, this is really almost the definitive answer here. It helps us understand that this happened.
The next step will be mostly for De Palma to describe a lot of those vertebrates that he has found there, because he is a vertebrate paleontologist. So there are a lot of vertebrates that need to be described, and that will be the main thing that will come out of it, because now we have the concrete evidence that these huge waves, they reach all the way up there.
For you as a scientist, what do you think about this find? What do you think about this, you know, this discovery?
I think this is fantastic. Actually, this further supports my hypothesis that at that time, all the oceans went into what we call a sesh. Because I have published a paper in 2005 in the what we call the Journal of Iberian Geology, where myself and some of my colleagues, we have described this phenomenon almost everywhere. And why? Because the first discovery was in Haiti, and it shows clearly it was just a simple fallout. It was something that's multi-directional. And in the deep sea, in the Pacific, we see the same thing. In the Black Nose, in the Atlantic, we see the same thing. Even I went to the Netherlands, I see the same thing. So that we know at that time there was a huge back and forth movement of the oceans all over the place.
This is a lot of fun, especially for those of us who grew up loving dinosaurs. So I got a treat out of it. FIU professor Florentin Moras, again, a sedimentologist, and again, talking about this fascinating find that proves that it was a big rock, as he pointed out, a very big rock that hit the Earth 66 million years ago. Again, you can learn more about the story. We have a link for the New Yorker story at our social, WLRN Sundial. Professor, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, still to come, we're going to learn about a brewery in Delray Beach that has developed edible six-pack plastic rings because those plastic rings are a problem for sea life. They may have solved it. We'll learn more about that coming up next.